Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purposes. And it is great to be here again with you. I was just dancing to that little intro song. It makes me happy. That's why I picked that song. And it reminds me of Hawaii, which I just love and adore. But welcome to the show. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of the number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And I scribe that book for the High Council. And the High Council includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers who have gathered in the spiritual realm to guide us at this time of awakening happening on our planet. They are helping us remember love, that greater divine love that connects all, and how it is meant to express in each one of us through our own soul's divine purpose. And it's about remembering why you came, why are you here, and how are you meant to be love and to bring love through your own awakening, through serving others, and through being love in the world. So welcome, and I am going to be sharing today. We're going to look at the topic of self-love and self-compassion, self-forgiveness, and how important that is on the journey of awakening and being love in the world. So I will share a bit of my own journey with self-love and compassion and read from Love's Curriculum. The High Council talks often about how we must receive love for ourselves in order to be a conduit of love to others, and how important it is to be gentle with ourselves and to bring love to all those parts of us that we would rather judge, but instead to bring love, and that opens the door for experiencing this divine love. And near the end of the show, or not near the end, about the second half, I'm going to take callers. So you can call in to ask the High Council a question, or you can simply say you'd like a mini message from the High Council, and I will tune in and deliver their words to you through me. So I'll give you the number just a bit later on how you can call in. And with every show, every talk actually that I give, every time I connect for a group, I like to do a little prayer of surrender and setting an intention. So I'm going to do that here. So I just surrender that my heart be open as a conduit for the Holy Spirit to speak through me to you, that my words be guided to the highest good of all, and that I surrender to maybe my own idea of what I need to say and let Spirit and God work through me so that the words are just right and perfect for everyone's awakening here today. And so it is. All right, self-love and compassion. It's going to start with a simple quote from page 49 of Love's Curriculum, and this is in the voice of Jesus. And he says, "You must bring love and light to yourself as the means to bringing love and light to all." So, what does that all mean? What does it mean to really step into loving ourselves and having compassion to ourselves? And how does that affect our ability to love others? And one key is the fact that we are all one. And so we can't really love out there without including ourselves. And we can't really love ourselves without it reaching and including others. It's the beautiful fact that as we give, we receive. And as we receive, we give. So we can't really be focused outward on loving out there and trying to be everything for everyone else without including ourselves, because we're actually blocking love then. We're actually putting up a barrier to receiving love. And I'd like to share a bit of my own journey and how, looking back, I can see how my ability to really love myself and extend compassion and gentleness to myself has grown over the years, and how it's changed my outward world, what I've experienced in the world. And so I, from the outside, I came from a very loving home. There wasn't anything traumatic or abusive going on. We hugged and we said we loved each other. And yet, I think the place, and if you'd asked me, I probably would have said, of course I love myself. But the inner world looked very different. And I imagine all of us can relate. If we get really curious and look inside, how are we treating ourselves? What does that inner talk sound like? How are we actually loving ourselves? And there's that part of our mind called the ego that is all about attacking us, or you could, some call it the inner critic. It says actually awful things to us. It pushes us, it drives us, it says we're no good, it says we need to do it better. It is anything but loving of ourselves. And I can say, as a young woman, say 18, heading out into the world, I had a pretty strong negative inner critic. And as well, I felt that I really needed to control. I had a lot of control going on, control my thoughts. I had obsessive compulsive disorder happening at the time. So I was often very consumed in my thoughts and not really happy with myself on the inside. I wasn't feeling like I belonged really at the time, and I had a lot of negative voice talk going on around that. I also was very much into perfectionism, trying to get it all right, and so I was very good at driving myself and pushing myself. And I also had a lot of negative self-talk going on about my body at the time. I was too short or too heavy or too athletic looking, or, you know, on and on and on. I think every one of us can identify with that ego voice that does hold judgments against ourselves, against our bodies, and it's anything but loving and compassionate. And so really, a lot of the journey is to become aware of that voice and start to choose to love ourselves instead, to become our own best friend. And so it showed up in my first marriage. I ended up picking a partner who was very critical of himself and of me. And over the years, I realized that it was a very verbally abusive and psychologically abusive relationship. And it was important that I, for me at that time, with the resources I had and our relationship, for me to leave the relationship for my own safety and mental, emotional well-being and my soul's well-being. And looking back, I can see, though, how I created that, because he was really mirroring a lot of what I was doing to myself. And again, from the outside, I looked happy and successful, yet this inner dialogue, I wasn't being loving to myself. I didn't really know what that looked like. Instead, I was critical of myself. I was driving myself. I wasn't treating myself like I would want to treat my friend. Again, maybe these words are ringing true for some of you out there. And so I remember when I met my second husband, and we were sitting on the couch, and he reached over and he just stroked my hair, oh, so gently. And I have to say, that is probably the first time I felt like I actually received from a partner that type of care. And it really struck this inner chord, like, whoa, I haven't, one, been able to let that in, and haven't really, because I wasn't able to be gentle with myself, I really wasn't able to let it in from others. And two, it really, really showed me what was possible. And I had this kind of look back, like, wow, there's so much more love from others and to myself available. Now, I can say that that was probably the one instance that that really happened. And I can, that's maybe why I remember it so starkly. It's like, whoa. But then I kind of went on my journey of being independent again, and still not really knowing that I needed to continue to love myself more so that I could open to love from others. And it wasn't until my second husband, I was going through a divorce and a single mom at the time with my two kids because we had separated, that I thought, okay, what have I been creating? I was feeling I had no love or support from those around me. I was feeling judgmental of myself. And I remember saying, it's time to get serious about this. And I had heard about mirror work, and it's something that's become very popular these days, and it's an awesome technique. Now, back then, say 15 years ago, it was just new, and I kind of did a basic version of it. But what I did was I started to, again, become aware of what was I saying to myself, and what was I saying to myself specifically every time I walked past a mirror. And what I began to realize was I was looking at myself and saying, oh, you know, you look tired today. You don't really deserve my kindness and love in that moment. Or if I felt like I was looking good and my hair was looking nice, I'd be like, oh yeah, you're looking good. So I was being very conditional with my love of myself. Whoa. I like to look in the mirror and actually not even be able to say, hey, you, no matter what you look like, I love you. And so I began to do that. Every time I passed the mirror or went into the washroom, I would say instead, I would look at myself, no matter what I look like, and just say, I love you. I love you just as you are. I love you no matter what. And that started to shift how I experienced love from others, from my boyfriend at the time, from those around me. They were offering me more love and compassion. I was able to receive their comfort. I was able to receive their compliments. I also began to realize how much I was entering every situation in my life and thinking I wasn't going to be loved and supported, especially with the kids and needing help with their care. And so again, I said, time to get serious. I'm going to start changing this thought. And so I started to have a little mantra as I would go into a family event or go to the church or go out to the store. And that mantra became, there's love and support. There's love and support here for me. There's love and support here for me. And part of that mantra was actually starting to say to myself, I love you and you deserve this love and support. And it did begin to shift and change. And it has been a continuing journey, one that I continue to walk to learn how can I have compassion for myself instead of beating myself up? How can I be gentle? Gentle in how I'm doing with my own personal growth? Can I give myself compassion when I'm having a hard time? And that was really a novel idea to me 15 years ago. And now I see that it's completely, completely essential to opening to divine love, to loving others, to walking in a more gentle, loving world, to being more gentle and loving with others. As there is a saying, I'm not sure who said it, but I've heard it before, that we can only truly love others to the extent that we can love ourselves. Whoa, right? So many of us are taught to just focus on the other and to love the other and that we're being kind, but it's not going to come across completely honestly. There'll be mixed signals, maybe not stated outwardly. Because if you're not loving yourself and giving yourself that same attention and compassion, you aren't fully able to really extend it to the other. And so I'm going to read another little quote here. And this is from page 49, the Divine Mother is speaking here. And this is from Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And Divine Mother tells us, be gentle as you walk with Jesus by your side. Be gentle with yourself and others. Again, act only with gentleness and love, honoring yourselves like the princes and princesses of God that you are. Only then may you walk the world, spreading God's love and light, as is your calling to do. Amen. And so it is. So just breathing in those words that we are meant. If we're going to be this love and light in the world and compassion in the world. Just as gentle and compassionate and loving with ourselves. And that it, in fact, in many ways, starts with ourselves. Are you being your own worst enemy, or are you being your own best friend? If we're attacking ourselves, how can others? We can't even experience the love and support and caring they're offering. Even as a young woman, I'm sure that my family was offering love and comfort and support, but I wasn't able to feel it or receive it. I was running from it in many ways way back then, with my control of my thoughts and judgment on myself and strive for perfectionism. I wasn't able to receive what they were offering. I was blocking it. And I have seen Anita Morjani speak twice now at the Hay House I Can Do It. And I think the name of her book is Dying to Be Me, I'm pretty sure. She is an amazing woman who survived cancer by a miracle. She was in a coma and dying, and then had an experience of going to the other side and to heaven and choosing to come back, and then miraculous healing from her deathbed. And she shares that she started to realize that the reason the cancer had come, if she could really look within, was her own lack of consideration and self-love for herself. And that after, like, I think she was saying how she couldn't even let herself be photographed because of her judgments about herself and her body, or especially as she was ill with cancer. And she shared a very pivotal moment where, after surviving this miracle, very like last minute on the deathbed miracle, she looked herself in the mirror. And she promised and committed to be her own best friend, to never not have her own back, to always, always be her best friend to herself, to love herself again, to have her own back, to not betray herself, to count herself in just as she wants to count her family in and others in, that she too was important. And I may have added some of my own passionate words there to what she shares when she speaks about it. But definitely this idea of being your own best friend, of never, ever not having your own back, that you've got to be there for you. You've got to see that you are an innocent child of God. And that through that, through owning that and knowing that, then you shine that out and others learn from your example and you help others remember and you really extend love to the world. I just found that was such a powerful, powerful reminder. How are we treating ourselves? So God's love is all around us all the time. We can experience in moments of divine connection and meditation and nature. And we experience God through other people. So all those people who want to love and comfort us, that's God in action coming to us. And if we are blocking it with self-attack, we can't receive it. So it's when we begin to love ourselves and be gentle and compassionate that we can experience more and more that divine love and the love that comes through others. And as well, then we automatically extend it when we automatically, graciously, fully, unconditionally. And so I'd like to read another quote here. From page 117 of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. You need to forgive you in order to open the path and the light and the way to seeing and feeling and knowing God's great love for you that is always there no matter what and no matter what seems to transpire here in your world of seeming form. Again, you need to forgive you. You need to forgive you, yourself, to open the path and the light and the way to seeing and feeling and knowing God's great love for you that is always there. So, knowing that, then what stops us? So, One is this ego voice that we all will be dealing with as long as we're human, right? It says the opposite. It says we aren't deserving of love. And so it's about learning to navigate and to recognize that ego and to say, no, thank you. I'm going to choose something else. And ultimately about loving the ego part of us as well, bringing gentleness to ourselves. As well, there's a lot in society, especially in our culture in the West, about that you're considered selfish if you consider yourself. In many ways, we've been trained to not consider ourselves, but to please everyone else first. I remember in my counseling program, we began to understand this idea of considering ourselves and the other equally. Oh my goodness. How unconsciously are we trained to just think about the other and what everyone else needs? So to actually count yourself into the equation, count yourself in your needs. And again, I mentioned mirror work is a beautiful way to begin to look at yourself and say kind things to yourself, to remember the truth of who you are and to say affirmations to yourself. And self-care, learning to self-care. Take care of yourself. So physically treating yourself gently and kindly, making time to rest and to walk and for meditation and for massage, to eat well. Those are ways we can love ourselves and show and honor and be compassionate for ourselves. And another powerful way is to make that commitment like Anita Marjani, to really say, okay, I commit to loving myself. I can't treat myself badly anymore. It's hurting me and it's hurting the world, truly. And aha, not to beat yourself up for that though, right? The ego can come back in and say, see how bad you are for not loving yourself. So we have to be again conscious of that and say, it's okay. It takes practice. You're learning to love yourself. And so when you find yourself beating yourself up, the way out is to be gentle there with yourself. Not to beat yourself up more for not loving yourself well enough. So again, when I work with clients, it's always, always messages from their angels and the high council and intuition to say, remember, be gentle with yourself there and include yourself in the love and compassion that you want to extend to others. So we are going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, I am going to read some of chapter 11 from Love's curriculum called Love of Self and Other, A Call to Love and a Critical Next Step. All right, we'll see you back soon.
Your spiritual awakening awaits you in Jenny Hoag Ashwell's number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. In this inspiring book, Jenny surrendered to her soul's assignment of being a divine scribe for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers. Their messages have a clear goal: to awaken humankind to the love that connects all. Get your copy of The Ultimate Spiritual Read, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today, and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Get your copy of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today. interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com. Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more? Something different? Something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Welcome back to Love's Curriculum. If you were just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, a show where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring self-love, self-compassion, gentleness for ourselves, and how key that is to extending love into the world and to experiencing divine love. And I'm now going to read from Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which again, if you're just tuning in, is the book that I scribed for the High Council, which includes Jesus and the Archangels and other light teachers who are here to guide us to remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And much of Love's Curriculum talks about this idea of love of ourselves and how that helps us love others. So reading from chapter 11 of Love's Curriculum, and it is titled Love of Self and Other, A Call to Love and a Critical Next Step. So this chapter is in the voice of Archangel Raphael on behalf of all the archangels and angels. We are here today to teach you more about self-love and care. It is so vitally important that all learn to love themselves as part of the pathway, the light way into heaven, the state of oneness and returning home. As long as one harbors self-hatred, lust, contempt for the body and for your being, one cannot reach, reveal, remember the state of pure love and joy that returns you home. Make sense? Self-love and nurturing is a key step along the path of ascension, as you love another as yourself and in the way that we angels love you. Adopt pure angel love that you give yourself and other, and you begin to experience heaven on earth. In your world of form, love of self and love of other are linked in perfect unity and harmony beyond form. Yet it is common at this time in your third dimension to hold the viewpoint that love of self takes from love of other, and vice versa. It is a common belief for you in form that the two do not go together. But be glad that in truth you cannot truly love in the name of Christ love without both being present, for each one fuels the other. Self-love and love of other are linked in perfect unity and in a never-ending cycle and circle. one feeding the other, one lending to the other. Only really there are no divisions of time or space. So they occur simultaneously at the same time that they lend energy to each other. As you put focus on self-love, you automatically love others purely and angelically as well. Self-love and love of other are one and the same. And yet in your society, so much focus has been put on other at expense of self that it is not God's love then, but of the ego. Thinking one must sacrifice at the expense of the other in the name of love sustains the ego belief that the other is separate from the greater self and from you. Ultimately, that you both are separate from the universal greater self and thus separate from each other as well. See how the ego thus fulfills its dream of separation and pain and loss and grief and greed, even in the name of love and with words of love and sacrifices and seeming glory. But that is not love of which the ego speaks. For real love is gentle, kind, accepting, joining of self and other. Real love is always expanding and creating more for each person, the giver and the receiver. In fact, it grows so as both are experiencing the love of God. Some of you may have experienced this love and the true nature of giving and receiving in spiritual practice and healing work, individually and in groups. More and more as this love enters the world, will the world transform with actions coming from this place of God's love through the angelic university, love of self and love of other will be taught and learned and experienced in connection with us. We will help you all experience and understand it. The lessons will be of love, soft, pure, God's love, not the love of the ego thought system. The ego will be quietly, gently brushed aside, or more like melted by love, dissolved, dissipated by the angelic, pure God love. People will learn at this angelic university and then carry the lessons out into their lives. More and more and more people. It will be a wildfire of love, spreading out quickly and efficiently like a white hot pure flame. And that's where I will end partway through that chapter there, chapter 11 of Love's Curriculum. So seeing there a little glimpse into this importance to know that loving yourself and loving others is the same, that it doesn't take from others. When you put yourself into the equation and take care of yourself and love yourself and are gentle with yourself, that it only increases the love that you extend to others. And it also increases others' abilities to love themselves. And a little glimpse into how then learning this balance and that love is about giving and receiving, and that there's a perfect circle and cycle as we love ourselves and love others, that it's a beautiful circle of unity, how it then spreads out to the world, that we carry that out, and that's how we begin to change the world from fear to love, to be love in the world. Just feeling in this moment my own connection and passion for that, and for us to know that lesson and to really, really let love into ourselves and to others. And so I realize that it is a circle, even that as we let God's love and feel the angels loving us through the words of Love's Curriculum and through meditation and walking in nature, that as we experience the divine love and care for us, then it helps us have more self-love. And that also, as we open to more self-love and tell ourselves kind things and give ourselves more love and compassion, it in turn opens us to more experience of the divine love and the love in all. So it is, even there, a beautiful circle between receiving God's love to help increase self-love, as well as increasing our self-love in order to increase the experience of divine love. So on that note, I am going to read a connecting meditation from Love's curriculum about connecting with that experience of the love that is divine, the love that is had for us from the divine, and the love for ourselves. And it's called Meditation of Connecting with Us and with Love. Us being connecting with the High Council and the angels and all the divine helpers. So it's also a meditation about connecting with those divine helpers and angelic and light beings who are loving us always and want to help us. So if you're able to close your eyes and to feel your feet on the floor, maybe your hand on your heart, and knowing that your crown chakra is open to the light and higher consciousness. And this is from, it's on page 109 from chapter 24 of Love's curriculum. Be at home with me now. Allow your eyes to close. Breathe together with me, Jesus. Breathe together with me in our home of peace and love. Breathe. Feel my love for you and your love for me. Know, please, please just know that we, God's helpers, are here with you now and always. Welcome our love as we welcome yours. Breathe in, opening your heart, receiving and giving love. You are home. No matter what may seem to transpire, you are home and we are here. Love and God are with you, are in you. You are love. Claim it now and let the rest dissolve. Let the illusion dissolve. So just one more breath into that space. Maybe you're feeling love tingling up your legs, or your heart feels warm. Just notice. Or is it hard to receive that love? Are you blocking? If so, be gentle with yourself there. And just breathe. And just set the intention to open to this love, this ability to love yourself, and to ask for your divine guides to help you love and be gentle with yourself. Taking one more breath, knowing that it is so, and that you are expanding on this journey of self-love and compassion. And that it's helping you shine bright in the world and shine love and light. And so it is. All right. We are going to go to a short commercial break. And I'm going to give you the number because I'm taking callers next. So you can call in. The number is 888-627-6008. And you may call in and ask the High Council a question, or you can simply say, give me a mini message, and we'll let the High Council share with you what message is just right at this time. All right, again, 888-627-6008. And we'll just go for a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Your spiritual awakening awaits you in Jenny Hogue Ashwell's number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. In this inspiring book, Jenny surrendered to her soul's assignment of being a divine scribe for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers. Their messages have a clear goal: to awaken humankind to the love that connects all. Get your copy of The Ultimate Spiritual Read, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today, and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Get your copy of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today. Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com. Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more? Something different? Something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogue Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today we've been exploring self-love and self-compassion, and I am taking callers now, so I'm going to give the number out again. It's 888-627-6008. And I am going to do my tuning in order to bring the High Council through and give you a chance to call in. And if I don't get any callers here soon, we will do a group message, which is also awesome. All right, here goes. So again, 888-627-6008. So I'll start with my tuning in prayer. So I ask that the High Council draw near, and that They come through me to you. I ask my guides and angels that I be a clear conduit for the High Council's messages, that they be in the highest good of each caller, of each listener, and the highest good of all. And I do this in the name of love and for the highest good of all. And so it is. All right. I can feel we're going to do a group message here to end the show. So I'm just breathing and going now to surrender for the High Council to speak to you. Dearest ones, we feel your hearts here listening. We feel and see the flame within each of your hearts that beats to the rhythm of love and the universe, and that calls you forward, that speaks to you of love, that you are love. This vibration in your heart, this flame in your heart, this call on your heart that connects with our love to remind you that you are love and loved, and that will become louder and louder so that it will drown out the sound of the ego, so that love's voice will ring louder and truer in your ears, in your heart and soul, saying, love, you are love, you are worthy of love, helping you love and be kind and gentle with yourself and with others, knowing that every time you love yourself and then extend that love to others, that your care for yourself and your validation and honor of yourself grows so that you become even more self-loving, knowing that the opposite is true, that when you strike out because you haven't been loving yourself, when you strike out to others, that it then repeats instead a cycle of guilt and shame and pain. So instead, we say, break that cycle here, now, today. That to remember that you are worthy of our love, that we are loving you, and that as you receive our love and begin to love yourself and have compassion for yourself, that you extend that to others, and that your awareness of yourself as love grows and just creates more self-love and respect for yourself and for others, creating heaven on earth, manifesting Jesus's love, Christ's love. And creating the path home, that it's through receiving and knowing this love and loving yourself and loving others, beginning with self-love, beginning with receiving our love for you. Receive it now. That it is, that is the way that you walk home, that you walk hand in hand with others home to God's love and to creating that love in the world, to manifesting love, creating heaven on earth, to letting divine love shine brightly in the world, to magnifying the love in the world. So it begins with being kind to you, to loving all the parts of you. Bring those to God, to love. Let love heal the parts that you judge as broken or sad or ugly or unwanted. It starts with loving yourself there and letting us love you there. And we welcome you on that journey of self-love and care and compassion. And you know that we are there to help you, and that you can ask for our help and our support and the help and support of others. who on their own journey are learning to guide and love others, knowing that we walk each other home. And we are honored to be here with you. And we thank you. And we look forward to connecting and to working with you. And so it is. Right. So I can feel that message going out into all of your hearts. And may it wake up in you that self-love and compassion, knowing that you are held and loved no matter what. And thank you for joining here today for Love's Curriculum. It's my honor and pleasure and heart's calling and my own soul's calling to share the High Council's love with you, to share my own remembering of love and to extend that love out. And at the same time to myself. It is a circle as we receive and give. Receiving love and giving love. So, I hope that you will join us. We will be here again live with the Love's Curriculum show in 2 weeks' time on June 27th. And I look forward to connecting again with you, to joining in this hour where we create connection and where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose, that divine purpose to be love, to be love in action in each of your own unique ways, in each of your own unique spheres. And thank you for joining me on this journey as we awaken the world to love. Have a wonderful 2 weeks. And in the meantime, you can connect with more of these messages. You can get your copy of Love's Curriculum on Amazon and visit my website for information. That's lovescurriculum.com. And if you're not yet part of the Facebook group, I connect with the group and we share. I'm in there every day. And I also have a Monday message that I do live in the Facebook group and meditations on Fridays. Those are all with the High Council live. So that group is Lightworkers and Love Advocates. You can search for it and request to join. But much love to all of you. All right. Take care.